Blog Talk Radio. Well, hi there. Happy Wednesday and Happy New Year. Welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Sue Fields Dalamonte, Jody Higgins, and I am Lynn Bleasdale. And we're here to just sort of take your calls. We're just going to talk a little bit about manifesting our hopes and dreams and intentions for the new year. Jody, Sue, do you guys want to take it away?
Go for it, Jody.
We should have intro music.
Dun, dun, dun. I think my whole thing is with the new year, having a set of goals in line that are easily reachable, so you feel good about what you get, but still setting something that's big that you really have to work for. It's a hard balance to walk. But I think setting goals and tracking yourself is a really great way to figure out, or to, I guess, measure the growth that you expect to have each year. Have either of you done any planning or goal setting for this year?
My only goal this year is not to be eaten by a zombie.
Oh, my gosh, Sue.
That's a great goal.
I don't like your odds,
okay,
though.
I'm going to make that number 128 on my list. Check. I'm adding it to my list.
Wow.
Yeah, do you have any, Sue? Have you made any goals?
I do. I am taking baby steps, and I am going to be working on quitting smoking.
Oh, my gosh, that's a big one.
But I'm not going to myself or beat myself up if I don't succeed, because I am not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
That's the whole ticket.
Yep, that's the only thing. Concentrating on my health this year, that's what I have on the agenda. How about
you? That's a big one, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I actually asked to say Lynn because I thought maybe you were avoiding answering my question.
No. I don't do intentions so much as I take out the trash at New Year's. And I generally write down, well, I do the thing that Sue talks about a lot. I do the letter, because you've got a lot of stuff you've gathered up through the year. And I don't know about you guys, but I know for a lot of the people I've read for through the year and have dealt with over, it's been a heck of a rough year for a lot of people. So what I tend to do is I write down all the stuff I wish to let go. Now, and if I'm in, it depends how optimistic I'm feeling. On the other side, I might write what I hope to have come into the path, but I go out and I burn it and then let all the stuff from last year go. It's sort of like cleaning out the space to receive what comes in. And so I guess I kind of do it in reverse, but it's still the same kind of intention.
Absolutely.
I like that. I think that's a little bit of a positive spin,
mm-hmm.
right? Instead
don't hang on to the
on...
old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want stuff we don't accomplish to feel like old stuff eventually, right?
Oh,
but
yeah. It's never a failure.
Like... No. And I do think, I think that's a great way to balance goal setting.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah.
One of my things, and every time I do this, I am greatly rewarded for the little bit of time I put in. So for me, structure can become an issue, and getting up and getting into my computer and being on top of my business stuff every day is a big deal. I have probably felt pretty crummy for quite a bit of the last 3 or 4 weeks, just not feeling quite on top of my game physically. And then this last week, not feeling good. And so whenever I lose structure, I lose sort of track of everything, including my house. You know, like the groceries don't get bought and there's no food in the house. And then there's no, you know, like I end up having a hard time getting the sheets and everything caught up, you know. And
you sound normal,
so
Jody.
Structure for me. I know, right? So structure, though, is a big deal. And if I just take 1 hour a day, I can stay on top of almost everything I need, but I got to actually make time. Okay, maybe two, right? But part of my job is getting in front of the computer and doing a little bit of marketing. And so there was an event last week that I was at, and I started promoting it probably 2 weeks out, and I was very much rewarded for that little bit of effort. And so, taking a little ownership of growing my business and moving forward.
Absolutely. But taking time when you're down for the count as well, and letting that be
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you guys. I have too much in my house. I have too much in my house. So I want to start getting rid of physical stuff in my home. And if I can make that move, then I want to get an actual, a home in my room that I use just for spiritual work, because I haven't done that yet. And so, an altar and a place that I practice to do readings in, to do my marketing in. And I think it's a nice gift for myself to have that place.
And I'm kind of concentrating on the same thing, too, trying to downsize the clutter. Because I don't...
Yeah, the clutter can take over.
I don't want to move all of this junk when I move. And I don't need it any longer.
Right. It's not easy to get rid of stuff. Sometimes there's things associated with it, like, guilt. Why did I buy it and spend money on it if I wasn't going to use it? For those things with tags on it. Right?
Yeah.
And then, if I get rid of it, I'm just going to need it next week, which is often true. But that'll be the only time you need it for the next 3 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one time 3 days after you got rid of it?
Well,
that is my... I definitely, though, do... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I definitely do want to set some solid goals, though, and check in with myself regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a real list of callers here, guys. We should probably dive in. I'd love to get them all in if we can.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? Are we ready to see what this year is going to bring for our callers?
Let's
here we go. We're going to go. 515, you're on with Divine Connections. May we have your name, please?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Happy New Year. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm kind of going through a stressful time at work. I'm just wondering if you see how things will shake out or...
Is it your boss doing it? Are you being picked on by your boss, Jennifer?
I guess you could say that.
Mm-hmm. What is that, an understatement, so to speak?
Yes.
You're being picked on at work. Is that basic? Okay. Anybody wants to go ahead, I can. Go right ahead. Sorry.
I brought to her that a concern about something inappropriate happening like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't investigate it, and she should have, and then she ended up lying about it. It was investigated fairly recently, finding out that what I suspected happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks out of both sides of her mouth. She lies.
I'd say that's abusive.
Yes. And there was a second investigation at work regarding inappropriate things done with my boss and a couple other people that she manages. And, of course, it's very stressful and tense. And
well, you poked a bear, didn't you? I think.
I did.
When doing this. Yeah. And whistleblowers get in trouble,
Yes. And that's why I didn't push it further the first time, and that's what I told our HR department. So
It's a rock in a hard place if you say something. Yeah. Go ahead, hon.
So I'm worried about my job. I mean, it's going to be awkward no matter what. I'm kind of what's going to happen with my boss, and then do I have to worry about my job in jeopardy?
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that Jody and Sue have some pretty good advice on this. I'm going to just turn it over to them, and then I'll get whatever else I get for you, write it down, okay? So,
okay.
Jody or Sue, anybody ready to go? Don't
Jody,
talk all at once now.
Are you ready, Jody?
Oh, maybe we've lost Jody. You go ahead. Sue, are you picking anything up?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I'm here now. I'm sorry. I was muted. I didn't realize I was.
No, thank you. We
did
appreciate
you have
it,
something?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have something to start with, Sue?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Jennifer, I'm feeling like the person who's also causing you issues. Are they sort of at the same level as you?
It's my manager.
It is your direct manager. I also feel like there's someone over who, is there someone over her who is aware of the situation? Because
well,
I get this feeling of this person also playing favorites and that they're kind of aware of her being a bit of a game player is what I want to call it.
Yeah. Well, she said that she spoke to her boss about this a year ago. Turns out in the investigation when I got the report, she didn't bring it to her manager. So,
yeah, I don't believe that at all.
I think he knew, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. They're all being nice to me, and they're, like, addressing me, and they hardly ever speak to me. So I'm like, what's going on?
You know, I just feel... You know, it's nothing personal against you, but I think that she is having a hard time handling her job, let alone anything extra like this coming up. And So she's definitely in a state of wanting to cover her own ass.
Yes, she is.
I don't think that she is trying to cause you issues. Like, she doesn't want to directly make problems for you, but she's not going to give up her butt in the line of fire to save you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or to help you. So,
well, I was sexually harassed at work. I brought it to her attention. She failed to investigate it. I told another supervisor about it fairly recently, who brought it to HR. Well, eventually it went to HR. Everyone told their side of the story. HR said, basically without coming out and saying it, we think my boss lied about what happened, about her not investigating it. Not just once, but she heard a rumor about it, which that should have prompted an investigation. So it's not really something that I've done. It was done to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this sounds a little weird, but was it a woman who was harassing you sexually?
Yes. Well, she took a photo of my chest when I was leaning over, and apparently you could see my cleavage. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay, because it felt a little odd, and only odd because, the male-female energy feels different than female-female. And then I think there was concern on your part that they wouldn't recognize it as sexual harassment because it's a woman. But I'm going to tell you, I feel like something will be done. I feel like this person is probably going to lose their job, even if it happened a year ago. Because
she already
for whatever
has.
Reason. Okay, and
the
I also feel like you're... Yeah, good. Because they shouldn't be allowed to behave that way. And I do feel like your manager is... She should be fired. I don't know that she will be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Are they are they attempting to put you in different places to work?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me if they tried. But I just don't know how that would work out.
I think they're trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, even though they know she lied. Okay, so they may place her somewhere else. And I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like there was something going on at that time that was very upsetting for her, and I don't know if it was a personal thing in her life. There was a reason that it was overlooked. I don't know what that reason is. I don't know if you'll find out what it is. I would say it's not valid in terms of being fair, but in terms of, oh, that might have distracted me too, kind of a feeling around it. The mm-hmm. best thing she could have done is told the truth, but I do think this is going to eventually cost her her job.
Good.
Yeah. And she's been treating you badly because of this?
Not so much anymore. She's kind of a narcissist, I'm coming to realize.
That's mm-hmm. not the word I was going to use, but I'm not allowed to say the word that I heard. And I heard it. I heard it loud and clear. That's not the word she is. So we'll just, I'm sure you can figure out the word I'm thinking.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I don't know her, so and it's not common for me to think of women that way because I think we're supposed to lift each other up. But when someone truly has an issue, you know, and so that's part of it, too. I think there's some real problems with her. I also get the feeling of her standing over people, talking down to them, or yelling.
Yes, she does that, too. Honestly, she makes me feel like I'm nuts.
Yeah, and I also get the feeling like she turns beet red in her face when she yells. She gets really angry, and she doesn't know how to control herself. There's a little bit of... You have to watch out for her. I don't like her energy. And
she's very loud and obnoxious, very self-absorbed. It's all about her, selfish. Other people have said this to me, that have noticed it. It's not just me. She doesn't really care about anyone else except herself. She'll use whatever you have. If she knows something about you, she'll use it to her advantage.
I think that you should ask them to I don't know, are you wanting her fired?
I would like that. It's not gonna, it'll make my life easier, but it won't change.
Are you right? No, it won't change. It won't change what happened. And, you know, the only way... But you know what? You can definitely tell them that you feel like there's going to be repercussions. And they'll meet
you.
I've
already said that. And that's part of this second investigation. Because I basically called her out on stuff she was not doing with this other department that she runs that I was supposed to take over. And I'm like, I don't want to clean up your mess. So I was bringing things to her attention, and she wasn't dealing with it.
Well, yeah, lazy employee, right?
Yeah.
She is. And I don't think, you know,
I guess my concern is I want to be able to walk away from this job on my terms. I don't want to have to be retaliated against.
Well, I don't
see
you being fired or having to deal with anything like that. I think that the powers that be at your job are on your side about it. I think you're in good standing with them, to be honest. And I don't think you have to worry about her and how she's going to behave or deal with things in the future. I don't think she's going to be there all that long. I don't think that they have a lot of trust in her.
No,
but
not after what.
But
yeah.
Well, and the thing is too is I get this feeling like there's other things that you're not seeing that they're watching her about anyway. So.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
well, that makes
me
feel better.
Yeah. I would say the best thing that you can do is work on getting over what you've been through and letting this go, and don't even worry about her and her energy. I know a lot of people want to see people get what's coming to them, but that doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't serve you.
Yeah.
I'll let, you know, I mean, I can feel you, I feel like you have a big knot in your stomach just talking about it.
Yes.
So, you know, because my stomach started getting upset when we started talking. Do you have some IBS issues?
I have digestive type issues.
Yeah, I can feel those have been thrown way up in a storm over this last year. On a constant basis, your stomach's been upset, right?
Yeah, for and you know other reasons.
Yeah, I was feeling some issues with some of your personal relationships. But with this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, honey. Well, she's sticking her own home.
I know she is, especially with this last interview for this investigation. She's done a lot of inappropriate things that she shouldn't have, things that she shouldn't have said, included me in on.
Is she gay or bisexual?
No, she's married.
Was she connected?
No.
Was she connected in some way to this woman who was taking pictures of you?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. I just feel like there's some sort of connection there. That, she didn't think it was anything, she let it go. And I just get this, I don't know why I feel that, but I just get a feeling of how are they connected. Maybe one of the other ladies picked up something with her. Like she was sticking up for her in some way.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I work for a somewhat small company, about 1,000 people in the home office. And there's a lot of nepotism that's gone on. And a lot of them are related to each other or they know each other.
Okay.
My boss's
husband
works there.
So that does make a little sense.
Yeah, it's people have worked there for 20, 30, and 40 years. It's the culture. And and that's what makes it even more awkward, you know. I'm the one that's not been there that long. She's been there 20-plus years.
Okay. Well, that's what I get. Let's see if my friends Lynn or Sue have anything for you.
Lynn, I'm going to pass her over to you, hon. Sure.
No problem. Yeah, I think you were talking about, before, Jody, the word you were looking was to describe a bee who has an itch on her tail. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So one thing you said, Jennifer, was this person makes you feel a certain way. And I have to stress that nobody makes anyone feel any way without their permission. So you must stop giving this person permission to inform your reality, okay? Worry also passes the time, but I would, while this is all going on, because this too will pass, it really will, everything does. So while this is going on, you keep, let the drama remain on stage and you focus elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, crochet an Afghan, adopt a puppy, anything that blows your hair back, but don't focus on this situation. It's going to sort itself out. You're going through what every whistleblower goes through. What I pick up with this person who has a huge ego and, as you said, a narcissistic personality, I think she judged the incident through her own lens, figured you were making a big deal out of something that was just silly and not a big deal. To you, it was harassment, and that's what matters. Do not feel shy or ashamed of speaking your truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is beside you. You are not in it unless you choose to be. There's a great deal of fear in this lady, and you're well advised to stay away from the drama, and energetically too. Don't take it home with you. Don't think about it. And as I say, whatever takes your mind away from it, do that. Does the name Laura have any significance for you, Jennifer?
Laura?
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend and a distant cousin named Laura.
Mm-hmm. Crossed?
No.
This is a Laura from the other side. So I'm going to leave that with you. These things often make sense later. We also
sure.
could have a hitchhiker. Sometimes energies come through. It might be for the next caller. So anyway,
sure.
keep that in mind.
Okay,
yeah, but you're basically in an abusive situation here. It's up to you whether you suffer from it, learn from it, and grow and leave energetically. Keep yourself at a distance. She's just reaping some karma that she's created, you know, but you can't change others. You can only change the way you respond. So, Sue,
mm-hmm.
did you want to
Thank
add
you.
Anything, huh? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just leave it with you guys there. You did a great job.
Alrighty then.
Thank you
yeah.
very much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Jennifer. And stand your ground. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. Take those present moments okay. and use them for you, okay?
Thank
Alrighty.
You very much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Good night.
Okay. So our next caller, 201, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hiya, Rose.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
what
Year.
What would you like to ask tonight, or what would you like us to look at for you tonight?
I've been looking for work, and I'm hoping to find something soon. What are your feelings about that, please?
Currently not working, are you, Rose? Have you been unemployed for a while now?
No, just a week.
Okay. That's good news.
Yeah.
Anyone
well,
ready to
I,
go? Go ahead.
I can. Okay.
Yeah, go
I
ahead,
Julie. I feel like you're going. Thank you. I feel like you'll be working no later than April at the very latest. I know that sounds like a long time, but I feel like whatever you do takes a little bit of time for interviewing. And I also feel that you're in a position where you need to work, but you don't have to jump at the first thing, especially if it's not a good enough offer. And I will tell you, I feel like the first two offers are not going to be very good, but I'm hearing the third offer is going to be fantastic. So just stand your ground and wait for the right thing. Don't back out of panic or fear or concern or worry. And I feel like financially you're going to be okay. Can I ask what you do for a living?
I do office work.
You do what?
Office work?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you're going to be go into something that is actually going to be more elevated in terms of what you did. It's going to be a little more of a challenge. Were you starting to get a little bored in your last job?
No, not really.
Okay. Because whatever
just, like,
you go into feels like it's going to build on, whatever you go into will build on what you were doing there. So what kind of a business or industry did you work in?
In financial services.
Okay. Is there, I feel like you're going to go into something similar, but you might end up at a little bit of a higher level than an entry level. Maybe not just administrative, maybe doing something that's a very much more focused job. Maybe you'll be working with some numbers or something. I feel like there's something there you liked working with. Were you doing some bookkeeping or something?
No.
Okay, well, whatever you go into feels like you're going to be doing a little bit more and making a little bit more money.
Okay.
But just make sure to ask what you're worth.
But you're saying there's going to be three offers and starting in April?
Yeah, because you're going to have to go through some interviews. I feel like you're going to be interviewing with nicer companies that have a little bit more of an interview process.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you have anything for her, Lynn?
I have an interesting little image coming in. But
something?
It does, well, have you ever considered doing your own work on the side, Rose?
Well, I've been thinking of it. I don't know which direction to take. When you're unemployed, you want to think about everything, you know. What can I do to make money?
Yes, of course, but you know, you could do a very nice little bookkeeping service. I wrote, this is weird, and I don't know why it's coming in, but I wrote down delicatessen or cafe. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should open that delicatessen or cafe. I'm more seeing you having a series of clients like that and doing their books for them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I never took something in college, so I'm not sure where to start with that one because I didn't take the business courses that involved accounting, but...
I think you can get that, you can get certified in that pretty quickly. But while you look, you should consider, it doesn't have to, what I'm saying is not carved in stone. I'm just giving you what I've written down.
Right.
But financial services.
I was getting something about being self-employed as well, Lynn.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean you have to become a bookkeeper. You could also work with mortgages with people. You know what I mean? You can do whatever your specialty is, whatever the thing is that you do that you enjoy and you feel comfortable about, go for that and put it out as a business that you run yourself. I think it's a service you could certainly put it out in today's world and get a good clientele.
Mm.
So I don't know. It just comes down and like. Delicatessen Cafe. I don't know why that's coming in, but I wrote it down first. And it's like, is there one you hang out at a lot, or do you go for coffee somewhere?
No, I don't.
Then, because I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it came down. I write down what comes in, and maybe you should go have a coffee and network a little bit, you know? Are you keeping a little isolated are you getting out there and networking with people?
Not networking regarding work, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do get out. I just finished the contract that I was working on last week. And
right.
I wait for the holidays to be over because who's going to hire anybody now? And now I'm going to be actively seeking work. So I'm getting out, you know, doing errands and things. But as far as networking, no, I haven't started that yet.
What I would do is get a card made up. And it's got Rose and your last name, whatever that may be, and financial services. Okay, that's pretty vague. So if people need help with something. But when you go around doing your errands... Put the card around, give it to people in delicatessens and cafes, you know what I mean? Put it up on and put it out there that your financial services are available. You might surprise yourself is all I'm getting.
I work as administrative assistant. That's what I do. I do office work. I'm not really into, you know, finance or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I would still look into some kind of self-employment that you can do while you're looking. A sideline that could be monetized for you. And that's pretty much what I'm getting. I don't know if Sue's picking anything up.
The only thing that I was picking up is to be moving in a different direction. To look to expand your horizons. Don't focus completely on just one area. Like Lynn was saying, and then Jody said she picked it up too, self-employment. Or go around to a lot of the small businesses in your area and see if you can't work a couple of days at a few different places helping with their office work, which would be answering phones, filing, all the administrative end, but then it might also include some of the financial end of it.
Yeah, just entering receipts into QuickBooks, things of that sort.
Yeah.
QuickBooks now is really just a big database. And Google or Virtual Assistant, because I had a virtual assistant company. I came from
over 30 years of administrative work, and I worked as a virtual assistant from home with my own business. And, you know, someone might only need you 10 hours a month, but as a virtual assistant, you can bill that at $30 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a couple of really great resources out there. If you contact me through Facebook, I'd be happy to send them to you. And I'm trying to think of one right now off the top of my head, so I'm Googling. Let's see if I can see it. Not finding it off the top of the bat here, right off the top. But if you go out and Google virtual assistants and the kind of services, they do social media, they do bookkeeping, they do a general administrative work. There's tons of stuff out there and tons of people who need the assistance.
Okay.
So I do think you could immediately get employed with that, but you have to work hard to find the client, and you can write off all of the stuff in your home, you know, part of the mortgage, part of your utilities, your cell phone, your household, a computer, mileage, and then you do go and go to Chamber of Commerce's and, you know, like she suggested, make a business card, hand it out.
Okay.
You know? There's lots of things you can do to make money. You don't have to be unemployed. And if you need something that's going to be consistent and regular, find something part-time and do this until it is full-time.
Okay.
I feel real good about the fact that you could be very self-employed in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I hold a firm belief that us administrative professionals, we make the world go round. We know a little bit about how to do every job out there because we support the people who do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And people who, after being in administrative work for 30 years, I would go to these virtual assistant meetings and people would talk about how to start your own business. So I was kind of surprised because we know a little bit about everything. We know what needs to be recorded for finances, and we know what needs to be put into a contract and how to do follow-up with clients because we did it every day in our job. We know how to sell. So I have a lot of faith in you. I think you can do great at this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know if you have questions. I'm certainly happy to help. You
Thank
can
you.
Send me a message on Facebook. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
All
thank
right.
you.
That's wonderful, Rose. Call us back and let us know how it goes. I think you're going to find you astonish yourself. Okay?
I hope so. I need to get to work right away. I don't want to wait till April.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
no,
wait.
No, no.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Well,
Happy New Year.
You're so welcome.
Happy New Year.
Love. Alrighty, our next caller is 850. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Welcome. Did you have a question for us tonight?
I'm just trying to see what would be up, you know, with relationship-wise for me coming up.
For the new year?
Yes, ma'am.
Starting with a clean slate, are you sort of, have you ended an old relationship?
Yes, ma'am. It's been a year and a half, but yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay.
I feel like you're still doing some work to get yourself on track with feeling okay about where you're at in life. What is your name again, hon?
Amy.
Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And how long were you in the relationship with this person?
12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, that would be part of why I feel like you're still recovering. And it's not that you're getting over him, but I still feel like you're working on you. I feel like someone will come into your life. And
And it'll be, I think it'll be a good thing because you're really setting yourself up to be in a healthier place. But I feel like it's probably going to be mid-year that you meet someone. Mid-year, maybe a little bit later, maybe July, August. Okay. But I feel like you're willing to sort of sit back and wait for the right person to come along. That, I mean, I feel that there's an anxiousness about it too, that you're ready to meet somebody. But just know that if you wait, someone really wonderful is going to come in for you. And this is going to be, I feel like it's going to be somebody who is probably more like you. Are you a little bit of an introvert?
Yes.
And because I'm seeing, like, someone who likes to be at home, cuddled up on the couch.
Yes.
And so this, I'm seeing this guy being cuddled up on the couch. So he must be an introvert and enjoy being at home, too. So it'll be a good match in terms of that. And it'll be a comfortable relationship. But you have to wait for it. Don't just jump at the first Yahoo who comes along. Cause I
oh,
think
no. I don't. The thought of meeting somebody is scary as hell. So.
I know. But, you know, but the thing is I think you are almost to a point where you're ready. And your fear is dissipating and your excitement is starting to come forward again. At least it's raising its head because it's been a while. It's only been really recent that you've even been thinking about meeting someone, right? Maybe the last 3 months?
Sort of, yeah, because I kind of hope he would be back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I necessarily feel it could be him coming back, but I can't tell you it wouldn't be. I feel like if he comes back, it could be difficult. I feel like there's a lot of water under the bridge. Does that make sense too?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily...
Well, I'll tell you, I just feel like I get a little pit in my stomach when I think about him coming back. So even though you love him, I think it's going to be someone else who comes into your life. And I think it's going to be, I don't know why I want to say less destructive. That's a strong word to use. Did this relationship feel destructive?
Towards the end, yes. It was towards the end.
Because for me, that's not a word that would just come up for me commonly. So I would probably tell you to, you know, I would caution you against getting involved with him again because I don't think it goes anywhere good.
It's kind of hard because we have a kid together too, so.
Yeah, and it's hard to see that person, you know, it's heartbreaking. When you love someone that much.
I do.
If you let him come back in your life, go real slow and be very careful because if you let him back, it's because you care, not just because you're a child. And I think you'll get very hurt by that. And you've already went through a boatload of hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm hearing, too, is it's your time. Your time has come to have some fun, to be a little light, and to have a relationship that isn't so heavy. And I'm being told to say it with compassion, which to me says you have had a hard 12 years with this person. And it's time to figure out what something kind and loving and easy feels like for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you deserve it. You deserve to feel loved. You deserve to be loved. Not just your child. Do you have a son?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is he? Is he? I'm seeing like 3 or 4. He's not that young, is he?
No, he's 11.
Okay. You can pick up a 3 or 4 year old around Truman?
Well, the name Randy came in. I don't know if that applies to anyone. No.
I could buy that name being for this energy coming through, or like I didn't know if that was the name of someone Amy's going to meet in the new year, or if that's an energy.
Oh.
I just wrote the name down. I don't know. Do you know a Randy? Is there a Randy in your life now?
No.
No. I don't know. I just wrote it down. When I wrote your, the first thing I wrote down for you was clean slate, as if you're trying to start fresh and no mistakes. But there always will be in any relationship, so don't worry about that. Sorry, Jody, are you done? I didn't mean to hop on your reading there.
Yeah, no. I think I am. I think I am done. I will say, I don't feel that the right person would be. I don't think it's the right thing for you to do to go back to this person. I don't feel good about it. I don't think he's nice enough to you. And it makes me feel a little sad. So I just want to tell you to, you know, take care of yourself first. And I know you're a little sad about him not being in your life, but be very cautious about going back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Amy. I wrote down for you, new year, new you. You need to learn to laugh again. You need to learn to have fun. And right now you're kind of putting all of that on a back burner. I keep hearing that you need to experience life. Work on you, get you more positive, learn to love yourself completely again. And I'm seeing, Jody was saying like summertime, and I'm seeing like end of summer, beginning of fall, that you could possibly be meeting somebody new. But take some time to find out what makes you happy, what makes you laugh. And really be picky about what you want in your life, even if you have to sit down and write a list of everything that you want in a mate. And don't settle.
No.
But you got to laugh. You got to have fun.
Yeah, that's been hard the last year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to get that laughter back. You got to get Amy back.
Yeah.
What are you picking up for, Len?
I had a lot, what you guys were saying, the same kind of energy came in for that. Also, that I picked up, Amy, that towards the end of this old relationship, you were becoming invisible and your voice was becoming silenced. Does that ring true for you? Uh-huh.
Yes.
I think what Sue's talking about is finding your whole voice again. Finding, you know, because you became almost, you were shrinking down, diminishing is the word that comes in. Being diminished in your energy and in yourself and in your personhood. And I don't think I would be too, like Jody said, too quick to get this guy back in your life as a romantic partner. I think a friendship between the two of you is awesome for your child. Model a friendship for your child, and that's really important. But I think you have a new love coming in. I also pick up late summer, early fall for that. I would say that even though you are a couch cuddling type, are you? Is your birthday somewhere around June or so, or June or early July?
Funny you say that. I was supposed to be born in June, but I was born at the end of April.
Okay, so you're supposed to be Cancer the Crab, and they're a home-loving type. The thing is, if you get some invitations in the late summer or the early fall, and you're going to go, I'd rather stay, because introverts are like, I'd rather stay home, please. However, push yourself to go. I think you're going to meet somebody that rings your bell a little bit there.
Okay.
Yeah, but as Sue said and as Jody said, make sure you get yourself back and hear your own voice again, because you nearly lost it, and like, that's not fair. You know, you need to be your whole Amy and shine your light and stomp on the Terra and just be here, okay? So
yeah, I lost it because she was already had somebody else in the picture.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Any guy that's going to treat you like that, you deserve so much better, hon. You know that. You know that.
Yeah, I agree with Lynn.
Whether you know it or not, Amy, you better know it, because it could be such a good year for you if you just start to love yourself back, okay? You're good
I
at
need
loving
to be
others. Yeah. Well, you just determine, set the intention to have one, ask for what you want, be very detailed about what you want, and then let go and just do the work that you need to do to get it there.
Okay.
Okay. But don't, put yourself first a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
All right, Amy. Happy New Year to you. And, let us know how
it
goes, okay?
Call us back when you meet him. Yeah, we want to hear when you meet him.
Yeah, hang on to the name Randy. See if that may be the name, or it could be this little energy that's around you. But anyway, see what the name Randy comes up in the next little while for you.
The old one, his name started with an R, so I don't know. I don't know a Randy or Randall.
Okay.
You know, I don't know any of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep it on the back burner and see what happens. All right?
Okay.
Okay, hon. Thank you for calling in, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Where are we next? 239? Okay.
Hello?
239? Hi, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name,
Hello?
Please? Hi.
My name's Lana. Yes, hi.
Lana.
My name is...
Hi, Lana.
Lana, yes. Hi.
Hi, Lana. Welcome.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
Good
Thanks
to be
for
here.
Calling in. Happy New Year.
Oh.
Can we answer a question
Happy
for
New
you?
Happy New Year to you. Yes, please. I would like to know if you see someone coming into my life. I'd like to be with somebody in a, steady relationship.
I'm just going to go ahead for a sec here, guys, because I wrote down right away that somebody is already there. Is there somebody in your life already that you're not paying attention to?
I don't know. That's complicated. There's a person in my life that I cared for at one time very much, but he's kind of out of the picture, although he does send me mixed signals. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
that's who you're referring to.
It's probably.
And,
there's somebody who's grabbing your attention right now is what's coming through, that you're sort of, it could be this person. This is somebody you're thinking about getting involved with, perhaps?
Well, I just met somebody recently, but I think he's backing away.
What I'm picking up
his name
is...
starts
assuming...
with...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say his name starts with R. Awesome.
Hmm.
Which is interesting, because you were telling the other lady about a Randy.
Yeah.
And
this is
person
a Randy?
Is Ray. No, it's a Ray.
Huh.
It just
but,
came
you
to
know,
me.
Well, the first thing that came through, and I wrote it right down, is somebody is already there. You're wondering if somebody is going to come along, but I'm getting someone's already there that...
I see.
Yeah, there's like a starting point of a relationship there. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's I'll put you over to Jody and Sue, see if they're picking anything up.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Jody or Sue, anybody feeling it?
Hi, Lana. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am seeing, I keep seeing a rooster for you. So I looked up the meaning of the rooster, and it says you're comfortable and in touch with your fiery side, especially in terms of passion and sexuality. The rooster spirit draws good luck, prosperity, and overall health to both you and your situation or projects.
Okay.
It's a symbol of honesty as well as physical and moral fortitude. Signifies fortune, luck, fidelity, protection, as well as bossiness. A bossy person in a relationship.
Bossy in a relationship?
Yeah.
Bossy. I'm bossy or somebody's bossy?
No, I'm asking you, are you bossy in a relationship?
I don't think so, but I'm pretty direct.
Okay. That could be it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree with Lynn. I do see somebody coming in, and it's going to be like an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, like she was saying, you already know this person. They're already around, and when it clicks, it's going to be, oh, yeah, aha, okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It could possibly be at some type of event, a small gathering of friends or family, or because they see other
mm-hmm.
people around when you realize.
Okay.
But I just, keep your eyes open because he's there.
Yeah. Okay. This is not the old person, or you don't know. I
you know somebody named Charles?
Charles. No, I know a Chuck, but it wouldn't be him. No. Mm-mm.
I just heard Charles, so I don't know. That could be
mm-hmm.
just a friend or somebody that might be there when this person opens your eyes. I don't know. I heard Charles, so.
I see.
Hmm.
Okay. Well.
Jody, what are you picking up for Lana? Did we lose Miss Jody?
I don't think so.
Jody.
I'm here. Sorry.
There we are. Where were
you? I keep forgetting I'm on mute. Then I start talking and you can't hear me. So, hello.
Hi.
You know, it's really funny. I was a little confused at first when you called, too, because I had the feeling that somebody was around you. So if they haven't come in, they're coming in real soon.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And how long has it been since your last relationship broke up? It's been a while, right?
Yes, it has. It's been been a little over a year.
Okay,
over
I was feeling
year.
A year. And you know, I feel like that relationship was over well before it was over.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of it until it was over. But I think it was, yeah.
Well, and I think in a way it was probably for you too. You just didn't make the moves. And sometimes there's a little regret with you for that, for letting it go on as long as you did, because you recognized it was off, but I think you felt like it was something else, like it was more about them than it was about the two of you together, like
yes,
it was their
yes.
stuff.
Right on. You're right on the money. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But what I'm
yes.
hearing is that you can quit kicking yourself now.
Oh,
because
good.
Just, you know, like, he hid a lot of stuff from you, is what I get. And you don't have to take that on as being about you. It's about him. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if he was listen, this person didn't tell you they were having doubts about the relationship. And you've been involved with them for a long time, is how it feels to me. 7 or 8 years?
No, no. Mm-mm.
How long were you with them?
Well, we were together for about a year. And I think it was over before the year on his part. I think you're right
so
about
you know,
that.
Okay. So even if
but
it's
I had
not
a very
advice,
strong,
I
had a very strong connection with him too. It was difficult.
Yeah.
Still is because I
well,
see him, but I'm don't feel the same way that I used
no,
to.
No, and you probably won't. And I don't think it's him coming back.
Okay.
But feeling it so strongly can be part of why it took, you know, so much energy to get past. When you feel strongly, when you feel so connected, it hurts. And it not only hurts, but then you end up doubting yourself. And they're telling me, don't doubt yourself. You've got this. Just because you didn't recognize the relationship wasn't working doesn't mean you did anything wrong. And for him either. You're both on your own journey. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when this person comes in, just trust. Trust that, you know, you're making the right decisions with whatever knowledge you have. And you're doing the right things. Because it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's
yes.
always a good thing that comes out of it. So, you know, I'm hearing a little bit of forgive yourself and moving on. And just know that when this person comes in, it's going to be good and they're going to be there soon.
Okay.
So have fun. Don't second guess yourself, honey. Just have a good time, okay?
I am. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, ladies. It's been a pleasure.
You're so welcome. That's lovely, Lana. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
Okay. Have a wonderful 2019. Let us know how it goes, Lana.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Love and light. Okay. Okay, our next caller is 352. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Joanna. Hello, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Hi, Joanna. Happy New Year.
Hi, thank you.
So, what can we,
I know,
what can we do for
yes,
you?
Yes, my question is about finances. I've been struggling to get back on my feet for years. I took care of a relative for many years, physically and financially, and that literally wiped me out. And I've been struggling. I've tried everything. I've tried working for myself, working for other companies. I've had hit and misses. I have the skills. I want to work for myself. I'm hoping, I want this to finally be the year that I can, you know, make a go at it with my businesses. I put them off for a while, and that's what I was wanted to know about. If you saw this, hopefully, finally, you know, coming through for me.
Hmm. Yeah.
And what is it that you do in your business?
I
want to do.
I have a background in business and corporate management, marketing, promotions, public relations, advertising, but I, as well, am a professional photographer, artist, and graphic designer, and that's the avenue that I was hoping to get back to make a living.
Are you thinking that you're going to help people start building their brands? Building their brand, because I'm seeing, like, stuff with, like, creating
yes.
their brand, the colors,
yes.
the images, the logo.
Exactly.
I feel,
yes.
Okay. I feel like that can really come forward for you.
Right.
And the best, you just need to start at the basics and get going. It's like,
okay.
it's the biggest thing that stops you is your mind.
Yes.
Because you've been thinking about starting for forever, but you don't just start.
Exactly. Right. Right.
So
I've
how
had,
long
right.
have you had this vision?
I was with another company, and they did me wrong. They were basically selling my work without my knowledge and my permission. I've had other work of mine stolen. Other individuals were saying it was their work. I've had all kinds of things happen. So then I was starting over with another company. But then, you know, all kinds of other things happened in my life, setbacks. So I kind of put that on the back burner for a while, and now I really want to
get back into it. So you've been thinking about
it
for a couple of years?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling is you think about it and get distracted. You think about it, oh, I'm going to work on it tomorrow. I want you to do what you would tell anybody else, which is it doesn't have to be perfect when you start. Just start. And so, you know, like, I feel like I want to give you homework. You need to build your brand.
Yeah.
You need to build that header. You need to get it on a website. Just get something up. And remember, give yourself the same advice you would give to a client. It doesn't have to be perfect. We can tweak it as we go. You know, you're not going to have the perfect website right now. You know, and you're not going to have the perfect branding out the door. But it's going to be better each time because you're always going to have to rebuild your branding. It's just a way because you grow. You grow constantly. And so I feel like part of you is waiting to do that because of that reason. So I just want to task you to make your website and your cards and start handing them out. Clients will find their way to you. Share it on Facebook. It's time for you to get going. And, like, I feel it's really kind of funny because I feel like I'm supposed to get behind you and just shove you hard.
Right.
Like,
you're right.
Get out
you're
there.
Right. Yes.
What are you waiting
right.
for?
Exactly. You're right.
And so that's really coming from spirit. They're saying if you were, oh, okay, this is the way they said it to me. So I'm going to say it. So I feel like they're throwing the hat into the ring. It's like get your hat in the ring. They're like, if you're really serious about this, then why haven't you just started?
Exactly. Get going.
So they're giving you a little bit of crap about it, only it's the SH word. And, you know, so really you need to just jump in and, go with something a little generic in the beginning. You don't really know exactly what all you're going to want. You just know that you have to have a site and a business card to get started. You have the skills. Make the list of skills and get it out there.
Right.
It's like it makes me feel very frustrated, which I think your angels and your guides have been telling you for a long time to do this.
Yes. Okay. It's something I feel very deeply. Yes. It's a passion, and I've felt it for a while. Yes.
And I feel like you have a good connection to clients when you start working with them that you can turn. You can turn them into the branding. Like, you know how to start working with them. You understand at a deeper level. There's something intuitive about it, too. So you have to stop waiting. And here's the other thing, right? They're like, okay, we don't care about the story. You have a past that has forced you to get here. The story of how you got here is important. But what's more important is going forward, because they're kind of like, we don't want to hear about everything that happened. And I was like, whoa, okay, they don't care. We're just pushing you forward. It is time to let all of that crap in your past go and move forward, because you could very quickly be up and running. And I heard strongly about social media. Do you do social media?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a whole world of people out there who need what you offer. So having spoken with the previous person, about my business, right? I did administrative work as a virtual assistant, but I also did a lot of social media. And there's a lot of people out there looking for e-marketing and the social media aspect and websites that are built that have a good message to purvey, not just a website that, you know, looks pretty, like a website that somebody looked at before it was created and said, okay, so here's the message and here's how you're going to use your website to actually market. Like, there's got to be a little more into it, and you know how to put that together.
Yes,
right?
You're correct.
They make me feel like you know the demographic you want to work with as well.
Yes.
Who do you want to work with? Is it women? Women in businesses or something?
Well, actually, I do feel a stronger connection to women. You are correct.
Okay. And is it women who are
I feel like in some way I'm hearing the word displaced. So it must be women who are displaced trying to start businesses. So,
yes.
You know,
oh my goodness, you're giving me the chills.
That's
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Women who are spiritual and empowering and things like that. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you want to work with women who are displaced, you could contact some charities to donate time to some people, but also start a business primarily focusing on women in business who need help.
Yes.
You know, and maybe first-time businesses. But I know you want to make money, but those aren't the clients that you're going to make a lot of money with. The clients you're going to make a lot of money with are the clients who are, you know, they've been in business for a while.
Right.
So you need a good mix of all of it, and I think you need personally a good mix to serve your heart for what you're doing.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Once you get away from these people who sort of tether you in, you're going to take off. It's going to be fine. But you have to get these people out of your energy field. You need to let them go. You need to let
exactly.
them go in terms of the emotional connection and just be like, okay, I'm done with that. I'm moving on. And, you know, now I'm the shizzle.
Right. You are correct. That's exactly what I'm trying to do and some of these individuals, right, and I just want to be away from it, right, and move on from it. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying, stop trying, just do.
Wonderful.
Okay. So get
yeah.
on this.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Sue
or Lynn, do you have
anything
for her?
I do. Hi, Joanna. This is Sue.
Hello. Hello.
I have a little bit for you, hon.
Okay.
I keep seeing a big tree that is budding, but instead of the buds turning into leaves, they're turning into dollars.
Wow.
Woo!
Okay.
That's exciting.
Oh, and I am also getting very strong messages from my spiritual
okay.
teacher, Sylvia Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. My mother and I used to watch her, yes. Yes.
Okay. Sylvia comes through for me very loud and clear, and I have to G-rate her message because we all
okay.
know how Sylvia could be.
Yes.
But the first thing she's saying is, get your foot off the brake pedal.
Yes.
How can you move forward if you got your brakes on? And she also said pretty much poop or get off the pot. So it's time to move forward. Quit putting all the doubts in front of you. It's time for you to move forward, hon.
Right.
You take this step and it's going to be raining cash.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. That's what I have for you, hon. What do you have for her, Lynn?
I immediately got the image of the game Whack-A-Mole, that it's all your different talents and the feeling that you've got all these different talents. They're popping up all over the place, and you're whacking, and the problem is to get all the ducks in a row and
yeah.
move forward, as everyone said. And also what came up was the phrase, in any event, and the idea of you being something of an event manager where you offer all the different skills, and within that umbrella you can also offer help with business, other entrepreneurs who need help like you. But you've got so many different talents. I would make an umbrella name for your website so that you can put
okay.
the specializations in subcategories, because you offer
yeah.
a lot, and I think you need, it's almost like a really good recipe. You need each and every one of those skills to complement the whole thing. So just keep that phrase in your mind, in any event. So,
okay.
yeah, you are wide open with your skills, and that's a good thing. It might confuse most people, but you have the ability to keep that going straight in your head, you know? So when you're
yes.
the photographer, you're the photographer. When you are helping somebody manage
a party, whatever, you know what you're doing and you're focused in the moment. You have that going for you in spades. So I think, you're just a menu of talents that you have. So that's in your website, just list those talents. And as Sue said, I think you're going to be working like crazy and success for this year for sure.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much, and bless you, ladies, and I hope you have the happiest and the most, blessed of New Year to you all, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank
Same
you.
To you. All righty.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, I think we can take one more caller. We have quite a number of people waiting. But we'll squeeze in an announcement about the next couple of shows. So if we can't get you in tonight, you might be able to get on Thursday or Friday. 347, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Happy New
Hi.
Year.
Happy what New Year to you all, too.
Thank you. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, I am ready for change. Just change. I want to change my address. I'm changing jobs. I don't have a job right now, but I'm just ready for new beginnings, new everything. And I am thinking about moving to North Carolina. I'm currently in New York. And I don't know. I'm asking my angels for guidance. And, of course, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't even have the money right now to do it, but I'm just ready for change.
That's so funny that you said that, Katie. This is Sue. As soon as you started talking about change, I saw a little house on the beach with a white picket fence.
Oh. Come on,
and then
that.
You said move into Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yes, I want peace and relaxation and, you know, I want to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Were you looking to move near the beach?
I would love to live near a beach. I'm just, right now, I'm just saving up my money, but I don't want to, I don't want to dream and visualize. I don't want to let my income influence my dreaming.
I would start researching, I would start researching employment in the area in the Carolinas where you want to move and start sending out resumes now.
Okay. I have started that. Mm-hmm.
I would start doing that if I were you because I can see this so clear, this little beach house. I can see the grass coming up out of the sand around it and everything. I think it would be very positive and very beneficial.
Yes.
And I dream big if you want. I mean, who cares? A dream is a dream.
Yes, I agree.
Start researching
and you can't
now
manifest
and
it if you don't.
Getting those resumes out now.
I am.
And you're going to get calls.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping I could get something that says, oh, hey, we'll relocate you. And I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome.
And that's a very big possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I get the resumes out there.
Okay.
Don't hesitate.
Thank you.
I heard that too, Sue, to dream big.
Yeah. What are you picking up for her, Jody?
I picked up that, I tuned in on what you talked about right away with the dream big. I got really distracted that she needs to, that she has it right. And I wanted to tell her that don't let your income dictate your dreams, that you should just let your dreams, let them dictate your income. Right?
Yes.
Dream big, let
yes.
the income follow, because it will. And I do feel like a move would be really healthy for you. And I'm seeing much like Sue did this place on the sand and, very, very earthy feeling, lots of wind in through the curtains. So you must like open windows.
Yes, I do like open windows. I'm just ready for like a vibration change and an energy change. And I'm really into, I want to get back into manifesting and learning manifesting techniques and things to just bring things about quickly.
Well, there are some things that you can do, and I'll share a couple with you. One is that if you don't dream it, then you can't manifest it. Right? Mm-hmm. If you don't think it can, and sometimes, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. I remember growing up and not ever really going into department stores, which is probably weird for some people, but, you know, we just didn't go into, you know, some of the bigger stores. And so there were things that people buy that I didn't know what they would cost because we didn't shop there. And it's kind of like what you don't know will limit you. That's why we should all have education. But dream big, go out, research what you want, figure out what kind of a house you want, figure out what kind of a job would manifest that kind of money and go after it if it's something you'd love to do. If you feel that you're, and I feel this, you're at a beginning of a journey, get out there and live it. You've had some big things on this year. They just said you had some big endings this year. And so that's part of why. Good, healthy ones, too, that you can really recognize it was time to end.
Yes.
You're not retiring, right? You're just changing careers?
No. No, really, actually, I'm in the process of starting my own business. But But I also went to school for something, but you have to get, like, licensed by the state. So it's a few exams I have to take to do that. But I still can do it in a certain kind of way. So I'm just looking for a new job, but I'm really ready to put my energy into my business.
And that's all coming to be because that's what they're showing me was you have your own things coming. And that is a new career when you start a new business.
You're
going to be you're very quickly going to need to be working on this business full-time, so just know that you're probably not going to want to take a full-time job.
Okay.
Is there no man in your life right now?
No, it is not.
Don't be surprised that when everything gets really crazy busy and you're right in the middle of making all this stupid stuff, or all this not stupid stuff, I don't know why I said that, all this fun, exciting changes happen, a man pops up right in the middle of it. And don't let him deter your parade. You keep working on what you're doing because he's probably just going to go with you. Is what it feels like to me. I feel like you have set goals. And I want you to write your goals down. They're telling me you need to write them down. They're not telling me you need to create a vision board. Do you have a vision board?
No.
Okay, so get some pictures that represent what you have coming forward that you want. It can be 3 to 5 things in it. Some of it can be money. Some of it can be the success in your business. Some of it can be about a man. And then what you do is you take 1 or 2 minutes every day and you look at the picture, you set a timer, you close your eyes, and you put yourself into that situation of what it feels like. And that's true manifesting. And then you shut down the negative thought. And you turn any negative thought into 5 positive thoughts. So if in your mind you hear, I'm going to fail, you think about, nope, I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to build it this big. I'm going to reach these particular goals by next year. I'm going to have this many employees. And you figure out why you're not going to fail. And you don't let that part of you speak loudly. Okay, it's okay to have fear. You just have to keep that lady quiet. Okay? Put a muffle on her mouth. You gag her. And then you just go forward and you do what you know you can do without worrying about the negativity.
Okay.
Okay? But all of these things that are ending, I know that you know they were good for good things. They are, and you're going to have some really great things coming in. And I feel really good about the opportunity for you to move.
Yes, I'm just like, that's just my main focus, and I just feel like that's I just feel like I'm going to be so happy, you know.
Yeah,
when
did you
I
say
move.
North or South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm thinking about North Carolina.
Yeah, I really feel it.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just like, okay, because I moved to Atlanta before. And I manifested the money to move in like 2 weeks, believe it or not. And I didn't have
I
didn't have any money.
It.
And I used, I think it's called Shakti Gawain Creative Visualization. She has a book. And I would go and sit in this park, parkway and visualize what I wanted. And I got the money in 2 weeks. But
can you share that resource for our listeners again? What was it?
Yes. Her name is Shakti Gawain. Have you guys ever heard of her? She writes a lot of books.
No, I haven't.
It's called, her book is called Creative Visualization. She has a book and she has a workbook. It's called Shakti. That's how you spell her name. Shakti Gawain. And
okay.
I would sit outside and visualize and imagine, and I got the money.
That's how it works. Asking for
it. Yes. I think I've been going through some personal stuff where I'm at now, and maybe that's been affecting my energy and different things like that that wasn't going on at that time. So, yeah, I'm going to get back into that.
Well, definitely get on that and do the vision board and the meditation with it. I feel like it'll
okay.
come very quickly.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Have a happy new year. Thank you so much.
Oh, I need to quickly give you my reading, and I just wanted
to
mention I'm sitting. Yeah, I've got that exact book in front of me. I just pulled it off the bookshelf. It's one of
my
favorites.
Wow.
Yeah. How cool. Okay, I just want to say really quick, Katie, that what came in for you was the totem of the fish, and it symbolizes fertility, feelings, creativity, rebirth, good luck, transformation, health, abundance, serenity, intelligence, happiness, and that's in bold letters, strength and endurance. Connecting us with the water element, it represents the deeper awareness of the unconscious or higher self. So I would look up the fish totem and go deeper into that because we're running out of time. And line with us, Katie. Yeah, stay on with us. We're just going to sign off.
Sure.
But we want to, Jody, how can people find you?
They can find me at connectedbyspirit.com. You can send an email or get my phone number on there. You can also find me on Facebook as Jody Higgins. That's J-O-D-Y. Higgins is H-I-G-G-I-N-S. Or you can find me through our Sacred Embers group page.
Excellent. And Sue?
I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook. And I have a little blurb about me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF. And hopefully I will have my website up and running very, very soon.
We're creatively visualizing that as we speak.
Absolutely.
And I can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also on Facebook, and I'm in the Channeling Eric groups, Eric's spiritual team, I should say. Okay, so we apologize to the callers we weren't able to get to tonight. But if you can try again tomorrow night, we have Heather Falona and Tina Godin, and they are on a show called Be Here Now. They're both awesome. Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna. Oh, shoot, we're almost out of time. Dennis Merengi, I apologize if I have that wrong. And Sunday is what, D.C., Barbara and D.C.,
Barbara,
is that right, Sue?
Barbara Grace and D.C. Love.
Yeah, and then Monday is Sue and D.C. I forget the name, Sue, sorry.
Messages and Healing from Beyond.
Okay, perfect. And I think that's everyone. We've added a whole bunch of shows, so keep trying. And the show tomorrow night and Friday is at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Love and light to you all. We wish you all a wonderful 2019.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.
myself.